Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, September 12th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about electoral reforms in Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voaindebele.com, and at www.voashona.com.
The whole member, Baptist, the Rama Konokwana, Ubana, the school, the impact of young Ubana Kabra, the constitution at the end. Ukotana, Ogonogo, Obama electoral reforms, Abakuman Mago. So, action to enter, action the manager, Jan action the Ultra, I belong at the way, into a power about the school at the end.
Zaitika ukubaba zinochikisa zvinotakaonekwa munyika ino yeZimbabwe. Patapinda kumusangano uyu tanzisi each political party inofanira kupinda munhu mumwe chete. Ndopatapinda zvedu ipapo taobeya to their dictatorship. Saka tapinda mukati muyamuya. Taona mune mama political parties which has never existed. Can I tell you taona one political party inonzi OK match? Tikaona imwe political party inonzi Vanhu. So a political party known as Zoko. We had a number of unknown political parties that got Zirimo.
Thanks for joining us once again. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And this evening we are talking about calls by opposition parties in Zimbabwe for sweeping electoral reforms.
Some parties under the banner of the National Electoral Reform Agenda, or NERA, today walked out of a meeting convened by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, or ZEC, to discuss demands of electoral reforms before the 2018 general elections.
Several opposition parties have been staging protests in Zimbabwe, demanding that the government should level the electoral field ahead of the general polls.
Some ZANU-PF activists say electoral reforms were concluded when the country had a government of national unity, which ended in 2013.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yes,
Hongu Gibbs, tanzwa kuti kune mapato akawanda kuZimbabwe kupfuura anozivikanwa. Tanzwa venera vapinda musangano wanga wakokerwa neZEC kuti pazeiwe nyaya yezvichemo kana zvinyinyuto zvine mapato ezvematongerwo enyika pamusoro pezvavanoda kuti zviitwe neZEC, Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. Asi hanzi bamba chinzi bato regare-gare rinongobvumidzwa kuti munhu mumwe chete anga achipinda mumusangano iwoyo. Vapinda mumusangano vari pasi penera vari kuti tashamisika, tasvikawana mune mamwe mapato akawanda anda kutosvika gumi atisingazivi, asi anga akamirirwa imomo. Zvazoitika nezvekuti zvose zvanga zvichikurukurwa zvanga zvichifanira kuti zviwiriranwe kuburikidzwa nekuvhota. Saka pakuvhota, mapato iwayo anga asiri pasi penera anonzi anga achivhota achitsigira zvinenge zvichiitwa neZEC. Ava venera vachivhota vachipikisa zvaita kuti venera vazobuda mumusangano iwoyo, musangano usina kupera, vachinyunyuta. Hatizive kuti kubuda iko kucharevei sezvo musangano wanga wadaidzirwa neZEC. Asi nyaya iripo ndiyo yekuvandudzwa kwemitemo inechekuita nesarudzo. Sarudzo dza 2018 dzisati dzasvika, Gibbs.
Yevombe zvirukandava lingatona njani lapho likhona khona ngapha ngemakhaya tilangapha lojonga siyaphila sibili. Yeah, lamhlanje sikhangela udaba lokhetho. Udaba lokhetho phela ukhetho kulapho lijonga kuvela khona yonke into eZimbabwe. Nxa ukuthi ukhetho lungahamba kuhle abantu bathi konke kuyahamba kuhle. Nxa luhamba kubi kusho ukuthi ilizwe lalo selele ngogedla. So ke kungani ke lamhlanje bekuleyo mhlangano okade wenziwe yiZEC, lapho kade kubizwe khona abantu be National Electoral Reform Agenda, ukuthiwa yiNERA. ukuthi kukhulunywe ngodaba lolu lokuthi pho kungalungiswa njani ukuthi kube lokukhetho oluhle eZimbabwe. So kanyangazani ke kubizwa amabandla athize. Amanye kutwa ngo-OK Mart. Kuzobuya amanye kutwa ngozokho kumbe kutwa kuyini.
Yeah.
Yebo, laba abanye abajala ukugijigijima kade ngane kaba yakho.
Nelungwe bathu kunonzi bani.
Antu yabona bani ukuthi abantu.
Abantu.
Akuziboni khona lapho. So ke khonoko yike kwenziwe basebebizwa abanye amabandla athize. Kodwa ke bakhona baphume bakhonana bathi hayi asafuni ngakho ke kungazani lokho bakwenzayo kungana uhambelani labo. So ke sinendlela ukuthi we are joined by the NERA organizing committee secretary general of the African Democratic Party, that is Mr. Joelson Mukari. So he's in the NERA committee. So Mr. Mukari, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Thank you so much. So tell us a bit about what happened today in terms of the meeting.
Right. As usual, Zach tried to invite us for a meeting, which they say to call all political parties meeting a dialogue with Zach. We went there in anticipation of a very good proceedings. But unfortunately, when we got there, we saw a lot of mishappenings, which made us not happy with the meeting today.
What were those mishappenings?
You see, at first, immediately when we entered the gate, there was a lot of police force. The riot police were there. The non-uniformed forces were there. The environment itself was totally intimidatory. And when we got by the desk there, they started telling us that they only allow one, just one, participant from each political party. And a number of our participants were returned back.
But we also heard that when you finally entered into the meeting room, that's when you discovered that there were some other political party representatives there. May you explain?
It's very funny. I can laugh, you know. You see, when we got there, there were some tags which were written, political party names. You see, we found some very funny names. Can you imagine a political party by the name Okmat, a political party by the name Zoku, a political party by the name Ranu, those which we have never, ever heard of in this country. And those political parties were acting in a very funny manner. Very, very funny, I can tell you. Imagine, as we ended, we first requested that the meeting be chaired by a neutral person. But they refused and said, no. What we need to do here is to vote. And when we voted, we were surprised to find other so-calling themselves opposition political parties defending that Rita Makarau should chair the meeting. When it's supposed to be actually a neutral organization which should have been chairing that meeting.
Zvino ndimboisa mubvunzo nechivanhu vamugari. Tanzwa kuti mazopedzisira mabuda mumusangano iwoyu. Hazvisi zvinozokukanganisa here urongwa hwenyu hwekuedza kuti pange paine kuvandudzwa kwemutemo inechekuita nesarudzo?
Right, hazviti kanganise isusu. Sei ndichiti hazvikanganise nenhau yekuti Zeki zvairi kuita. They have realized the power in NERA. And even now, I want to respond to us directly. Varda kushansa an indirect approach. Zavaru kuita even to tikava budza chunu. Vano ignore. Kana vano nyarara kwembu ya rebo na kuita 2, 3, 4 months. Mwezi 25 kana 86. Vano pindu wa chini. Jojo vande ta ezi. Isi even rola ngofunga kutikoka kuti aparishu no weki mbeta shakati. Iyo ya tukutare engagement. Tisi takai request sa munera document. No. What we want is, zatino da nemi zeki, ngati gare iti sangana tichikurukura kutiti gazi ze nzira yedu yema election taka nanga kona 2018. But zavano ita manje, vano ya nerwe seri, voti da iza, sekunanzi iyo lola ronga msanganu. Vadaro, isusu na witine vata zvuwena kuti kwete chino chia chataka taura mwezi uya ndo chala kudaira nasi asi manje unu iyo honda watiri kula mbati kwete ngati titika taura chino ngati itwe iko zino toita ndizo zosa zeta ti nasi mshule mwenge taba uzo kwete cheku tanga ngati chinje mna aliku chia msangano ndobo varamba ndobo tenda papo indi yedio kutanga ya vata ura iyo kuti Ile zvino zvatoda kuita, tiri kuda kushanda nemibvunzo yamakati bvunza, mibvunzo iyi, mibvunzo yavakati kwatiri, vakati invite kuti koka kumusangano uyu. Kuka kumusangano uyu vakati pa isusu matsamba ekuti koka musi wa 2 September. Asi matsamba yakanga akanyorwa kuti mibvunzo yenyu yose inoguma kusvika kwatiri musi wa 30 August. Zvinorevei pakadaro?
Vamugare rambai muri parunhare. Taita mumwe munyari kana apinda pachirongwa. Honorable Joseph Chuma, tinogamuchirai pachirongwa.
Makadi henyu.
Aiwa, takasimba. Honorable Chuma, mumiriri wePelandaba Mupopoma mudare reparlamende, vari nenguve yeZANU PF Gibbs.
Yes, Mr. Chuma, it's good that you have actually joined us today. We are very happy that we are going to do what you usually do here. So now the question is, you know, electoral reforms in Zimbabwe, how far reaching should these electoral reforms be in the, you know, against the background that NERA is demanding for reforms?
Well, for starters, maybe because I've not seen what NERA really is demanding, so it might be difficult for me to actually comment on that line. But what I wanted us to be clear about first is that ZEC on its own is a body that has been mandated by the Constitution of Zimbabwe. And therefore, ZEC stands independent from anybody, from any political. It is independent from ZANU-PF. It is independent from NDCT. It is independent from all other political parties. It has to be recognized as a body that stands on its own. Therefore, even their operations must then be independent. We must all let them guide us and lead us, because they are mandated by the Constitution of Zimbabwe to do exactly what they are supposed to do. Mm. But now, I'm then started to think why there are some players in this political field who want to sort of impose what they want for them to happen on their side, instead of letting that independent body do its work accordingly. So, as far as I'm concerned, electoral reforms, they've been put up, they've been passed to Parliament. It's now Parliament that is supposed to be sitting and rectifying and ratifying as well to make sure that what is supposed to be there now goes in tandem with the Constitution of Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, maybe NERA is certain points that I've missed, but to me, really, this is an independent body. Let it do its work.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chuma. I think we've got some callers right now, Chunga.
Okala,
yes, Lomnunzana, Mila, Ose, Oblawayo. Baba, Mila, Wangjane?
Ninjane, Baba, Wangjane.
Uspile, Akuri, ye. Uye, Zolapa, Kutuage, Obantuba, Tinga, Utukube, Lengu, Kugu, Ngendela, Uwe, Zwanga, Uketu, Zimbabwe. Kampu, Nukubamba, Jan, Kunoko.
Okay, right. Inguquko yalapha emelibe khona, but singathithi mele inguquko le yokuthi ama-electoral reforms azayenziwa njani. Inguquko yakuqala lapha emele yenziwe ngeyokuthi kuqale kudizovwe leyo commission othiwa i-ZEC. Ngoba ngiyazwa lapho uba kuthuma uyakhuluma ukuthi i-ZEC i-independent kokwama-parties. Mina sengikwestiona u-independent be-ZEC. Ngiyambona ngo-2008 agcina ama-results for 6 weeks. Sembuza ukusho independent bakhona ukuthi i-small country like Zimbabwe elabantu aba-less than 13 million okuthiwa ingagcina ama-results for 6 weeks kuthiwa kukabi lo muntu owinileyo. Kuyamangalisa, sengidinga ukuyi-independent bangikhona. And ukuthi i-ZEC le inama-CIO, igcina ama-CIO labantu aba abasayida izani. So akula free and fair election ezayenzwa nxa that organization okuthiwa i-ZEC isalabantu abasapota izani phakathi. So akula independent lapho.
Yes.
Sinasisithi thina nxa kuthiwa kuqalisa ukuthi sesikhuma siya kuma-reforms lawo, akuqale kukhitshwe yona i-commission, kungene i-commission entsha esizaqalisa khona ukukhuluma ke ama-demands esiwafunayo, because talking to this i-commission le is just a waste of time, because kukhangela kathi sibakhuma ukuthi bangene bathola kulabo OK-Mart labo bani. Where are they coming from, those parties?
Awubona
i-strategy sezanu senesikugeye So nangiti angukale kutizovi zeki yakona because it's not independent from pa and izana ingeke iwina ma free and fair election. That's why ingafuna ma reforms utayenza. They want the ground yona leyana inamatshe inalo ehlaba abanye ukuthi they win. But the ground ingabaleva ukuthi umuntu akacomplain abafundi because they know they will lose the election.
Yes, siyakuza kukhulumela, sibongile kakhulu. Kodwa mbonazani kuzogcinwa ama-results laphana for 6 weeks ngokusase kwi-RG's office. Izeki ayingangeni kakhulu. So sibona ngani kunjalo kodwa singazipabulini.
Utlayigwana bakhona, utlayigwana kakho kathesi kuzeki.
Ehe, kunjalo baba.
Bakhona, bakhona, babekhona khona noma yayitshintshile ibizo, but those same people ababekhona phana, they are still there in Zeki.
Mm-hmm. Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke, sibongile Mila.
Okay.
Yeah, so according to Mr. Miller, you know, the first step is to dissolve Zeki. He says Zeki is just one head of a big animal that is full of CIOs, is full of
functionaries.
Yes, mm-hmm. Almost everyone that they don't want in there. So he says all those people should go first. Mm. So then at the end of the day, he says the independence of Zeki is very much in doubt. So that's his opinion. Mm-hmm. Then he says, Umnumzana Wila Timoyo, Okonangale Ekweru. Eslobela. Baba Moyo, how are you? Who connected with Moyo?
Hello, Miko Nawa.
Yeah, I will post it up with Moyo.
Yeah, Ogunka, Labaditi, Anga, Zubuti, Umutoti is independent, Ucho, Mimoba. Sinabanye sesikhathe eside siphakathi kwalo mdlalo wepolitiki sibona izenzo zezeki. Kuya kuma-elections izeki iya-appointa ku-district levulu esithi thina ama-chief executive officers ama-rural district council kumbe ama-town clerks uma kusedrobheni ngaphi ngaphi. They make sure ukuthi those guys abantu aba-aligned kumbe abathembekileyo ku-ZANU-PF ababambe i-election on district and on provincial level. Bese kusithi-ke kumawadi baya-appointa maybe ama-headmasters. They make sure ukuthi that headmaster of a presiding officer uba ngumuntu o-aligned oyi-stronghold i-ZANU-PF. Maye ngu-headmaster wakho walahla umlomo wathi hhayi ibizeleni kalikhambi kuhle siyahlupheka. Ama-candidates e-ZANU-PF they make sure ukuthi lowo muntu abi presiding officer yama-elections. How independent is that? Angazi kukoba kuthuma ukuthi ungenenini kupolitiki nokuthi umdala kangakanani okobulawayo lo. Kodwa libana ngabe ubekhuluma ukuhambelana lo nembeza wakhe njengobana nangumfane nje emsonkeni sikhonza sonke ukuthi izethi is not independent. Izethi is an extension of ZANU-PF. Bafihla i-voters roll lanamhlanje amaphathiza ka-electronic voters roll angazi ngabeyithole manje kodwa-ke bayincisha iparty ama-opposition parties banika i-ruling party ama-voters roll. Aku-independent is that
ngendlela
ngizama ukuthi mina alibana ngabe bayaphuma egcekeni ngoba izanu ngeke iwine i-free and fair election. Lokhu ngiyakwazi mhlophe sengibonile kaningi ukuthi izanu iwiniswa ukuthi inama-functionaries within ZEC. So ngamanye amazwi-ke kabazame nje ukuthi izethi-ke idilizwe iqaliswe kutsha ithintshwe lebizo ingabi izethi ibe yi-independent electoral commission IEC. Ngibona kaukuthi i-independent and independent electoral
ucingo lwakhe seliqumekile kodwa simzwile phela umoyo. Umoya aphosa sibila amazwi wakhe. What you are saying is that ZEC is not independent at all. And like our last caller, Mr. Miller, he was saying that ZEC should be dissolved. And he ended up saying that they should even change the name to the Independent Electoral Commission. So at the end of the day, he was saying that most of the people in ZEC are sympathetic to ZANU-PF. And he says even, you know, presiding officers during elections, there are people who are very sympathetic to ZEC.
And he gave an example
of... Yes. He gave an example of a headmaster who may have denounced, you know, ZANU-PF. And he said that kind of a person would never be a presiding officer in any way, you know. And he was saying, really, there's a problem in ZEC. It's
That's
an extension of ZANU-PF, according to him.
Yeah, maybe we can throw a question to Vamugari. Manzwa vatereri Vamugari, vatereri vaviri vatabva kunzwa. Mumwe wekutanga ataurai kuti kuda kugara pasi nezeki kupedza nguva nokuti Zeki haina kuzvimirira isangano rinenge richitoudzwa zvekuita nebato rezano PF. Mumwe mutereri wechipiri atsika zvakare mumatsimba iwayo akadzokorora akati kuzvigadzirisa Zeki inofana kuparadzwa. Yaparadzwa kutsvagwa vanhu vasina matiyo vakamirira. Yobva yatochinja kana kushandura nezita. Yosiya zvokunzi Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, yonzi Independent Electoral Commission. Munoti vamugari tisataenda kuna Honorable Chuma.
Independent Electoral Commission, that's the best name to be given to Zeki. Zvechokwadi, Zeki haizi independent as per se. Chatiyoti susu haizi independent Zeki. Zvechokuti chekutanga, Zeki ino reporter kuna vamunangagwa ku Ministry of Justice. Isusu tenge tafoti an independent commission haitomboendi under any ministry within the country. Because kana yatongoenda kunoripota kuna vamunangagwa, vachaita sei kwei varivo mashefu avo? Immediately paanoendayo kunobvunza kuti tiri kudawo chakati kana tiri kuda semari kuti Zeki iri kuda mari kubva kuministry. Zeki haina mukana wekukwanisa kuita bhajeti ravo vega vakazvimiririra seindependent commission, asi vanoiswa pasi peministry of justice kunova ndiko kuvarungu vavo kwatoreza kuti kana vaakuda kuita chivanonopfugama pamberi pavamunangagwa vokumbira kuti tiri kukumbira kuita programu sezeki tipeiwo mari. Vapuwa mari munozva kuti hurumende yese inoti tikakupa mari tinoziva kuti utipewo mafambisiro awakaita mari, zvichireva kuti Zeki ichadzokerazve iine kutya nekudedera kuna vamunangagwa kuti no, mari iya makatipa tazoishandisa takananga nepapa takananga nepapa tikaita izvi nezvizvi. Saka zvinhu zvakadaro zvinotonetsa kuti titarisire kuti munhu akaita savamunangagwa he is also aspiring kuti aite mutungamiri wenyika munguva diki diki inotevera. Saka munhu akadaro vanotoita vachitotyoga tikangokonana navo isu tiri tiitidirezeki tive tiri takazvimiririra ramangwana redu rinoshata. Chechipiri ndechekuti mutungamiri wenyika ndiyo vane masimba ekusarudza makomishina ezeki. Isusu tinoindavhiwa toita zvatinoita, asi ane final say mutungamiri wenyika. Mutungamiri wenyika angadai asingapindire kana nepadiki posi pakusarudzwa kwekomishen yezeki. Zeki yatingadai tiri tinotora macivic societies, macsos, mapolitical parties, tese togara tovaindavhiwa uku tobuda nemaresulti tese kuti aiwa vanhu ava kava zvechokwadi pavanhu vatiri kuda 50 ava 30 ava aiwa vanhu vakanaka ngativapinzie mukomishen yezeki. Naizvozvo zvinotopa zvega kuda kuti Zeki yaimofa yakava yakasununguka yega, nekuti hakunazve dictator anozobvuma iye kuzvireforma. No dictator can reform himself. If we just know that, takutoziva kuti chokwadi chokwadi hapana kwatinoenda nekufati tichifunga kuti Zeki inozonzi iri independent. Never.
Maita vamugari, regai tinzwe kuna Honorable Chuma Gibbs.
Yeah, baba Chuma, uyazvizvera lapa vanhu vakuruma. So ke unoona kuzani Zeki ime njani? Nxa ungapongoti nje 1 minute ngesikiwa then vasuchange sindevele ukuti how do you see the situation going? Like, is Zeki going to allow this kind of electoral reforms?
The first thing that I must note here is that I think the speakers do not have a proper understanding of how Zeki the commissioners are actually put in place. They are not MP'd by the president or the minister of justice. It's a process of parliament. That is why I said this is an independent thing. They come through parliament, they do public interviews through parliament, and that is how they become commissioners of Zeki. They only go and be commissioned by the president, of course, because that's how the constitution is put. The president must then commission them so that they become a constituted commission. But they come through parliament, and that is a standing order. It is there. We cannot deny it. But ihlupho ukuthi abantu kwesikhathi sikhulumela ebunyameni singakwazi ukuthi kuhamba njani. Amalunga awezeki kawafakwa ngupresident kumbe kuminista ejustice, afakwa yiparliament. Bayabuya kuparliament benze ngama-public interview, babuze imibuzo kubona kanti kona bayenelisa yini and lawa amanoveli lawa aweparliament abehlanganise ama-members weparliament athiyishiyeneyo avela kumabandla angabe jiyethiyeni so akula konke lokho abakhuluma abantu nje siyathanda nje ukuthi sichamande into singayizwisisanga kuhle yikho mna ngithe ngiqhanisa abantu ngathi hhayi iveki yi-independent body akusiyo nto ezalo yikuthi nje i-problem vele obvious nxa uyi-opposition iyabo sufuna ukubala angazi ukuthi kumbe bona abe-opposition sefuna ukuthi bebebafaka umthetho ukuthi kona nxa bengadliwa baphiwe umbuso okunjalo bedliwe yini ngoba that's exactly how it wants to sound that people because you are in opposition you now want to impose your way and get through the back door to political power which is very unfair which is very wrong it is expected of an opposition at any given time
Thank you so much Honorable Chuma and stay on the line
tine vateereri vaviri wekutanga tombonzwa kuna mukoma kana ndibaba kana ndiani promise vari kuZimbabwe makadi
Profara makadi yongoma jonga
takasimba ndimukoma promise
ya ndimukoma promise yes
aiwa pakanaka muri kupi kuZimbabwe
andri kuchivhu
kuchivhu tipei pfungwa dzenyu nezviri kuitika nehurukuru yedu
ndaiti ndisati ndape pfungwa dzangu ndaindiize pfungwa dziri pakati papasta nezeki kuti pakanosinegoseka kuti vaite mitini nemera nezeki pfungwa dzangu dzainga kuchidoringaurisa chivi chetanga
edzai kufamba mbichana kubva pamuri nokuti nhare yenyu haichanzwikwa
okay ndaindinonzwa kune vakakokera musangano wezeki nemaopposition party yakabata neenera kuti vambokokera chavandoti vambodiscusha nachi kuti vativive chinyaya dzechii chotanga
okay saka muda kuti ngoti vamugare hanzi 30 seconds vada kunzwa kuti chii chamaa muchida kukurukura nezeki
tanga tichida kukurukura panyaya yezvimhinga mupinyi zvataona kumaelections esati apfuura muenzaniso ndiwo anonzi madisappearing votes zvokuti unogona kuvhota seni ndoda kutaura ndikutaura ndiri ndakazvimirira ndakavhota ini pakuwadzana by election ya 2014 mupolice station yandakavhotera ini kwete umwe munhu ndakabuda ndiine zero zvichireva ndini ndakavhotera ZANU-PF Betty Nhambu ndo madisappearing votes no. Let's talk about this disappearing votes tione kuti imi maballot papers amuri kunzwa kuisraeri aya akamira sei kuchazomboita kuti ballot paper enda kutopinda kuisraeri chii
ana
munyika medu tichigona kupinda check inotoda kuchengetedzwa zvakanyanya kudarika ballot paper chashamisira paballot paper chii kuti rienda kunoitwa
kuisraeri
cost of over 13 million
chimira ipapo
amugari zvinoprinda sovapa
chimira ipapo vamugari va promise mune zvimwe here zvekuwedzera nokuti nemumwe muteereri mumwoyo akamirira nhare yenyu mukoma promise regai tikufonerei zvakare nhare yenyu inenge iri kunetsa tina mukoma kana ndibaba mumwoyo vari kuZimbabwe zvakare maswera sei aiwa taswera chirongwa ndichochi hurukuro yatiinayo ndiyo pamusoro pemusangano waitwa pakati pezek nemapato anopikisa ari pasi pemubatanidzwa wenera tanzwa vachitaura vamugari vakamirira nera vachitaura kuti aiwa tapedzisira tabuda mumusangano imomo nekuti zvataa tichiona zvava zvichiitika imomo handizvo zvataa tichitarisira pindai tinzwe muchirongwa
ya kubuda kwavaita vagonesa nekuti zeki ndeyamasiya ivo haigone kuvira zvido zvavanhu muZimbabwe ava vachuma vanotsigira havo ZANU-PF havatozivi kuti chiiangene kuti vakatanga rini kupinda mupolitics vachitsigira zvinhu zviri rong zeki ndeyamasiya iwo haigoni kutsigira zvido zvevanhu vari muZimbabwe
asika vamwoyo vamwe vanogona kuti kaiwo masiya iwo acho vanhuwo vari muZimbabwe vane zvavanenge vachitarisirwawo kuti zviitwe
zvakafanana nevanhu vari kutsigira vamugabe for now vanhu vari kutodya izvezvi vanhu vese vari kutambura hakuna munhu ari kutambura ari kutsigira vamugabe havamugabe havanambogara vahwina maelections ndinoti vamukomrade kubva 1980 havanambogara vahuna basa ravo kungoriga maelection uye hakukati nhasi mapolitical party anga aripo asingazvikani ndo opinda musangano.
Aiwa, maita basa, regaiti pe mukana kuna Honorable Chuma, maita basa vamoyo. Honorable Chuma, ndirofunga mungada kupindura hapo. Ita enyu nechizezuru.
Right. Chana angira kuti tinyatso taranguru hapana pa kuti tinyatso jeka kuvanhu vese nechekuti ZEC 1 haisi under Ministry of Justice. And I report kuti kuna minister wacho ari vice president wa Mnangagwa. What ZEC does, inoita ma report ayo which actually go through parliament and they come to parliament probably through the ministry. But ZEC in a chief elections officer who is the accounting office, nemari yavo yavanopuwa independent from the Ministry of Justice. Are you here through a Minister of Justice? That chief election officer, another one announced a PM stage with minister. One was Mirror Voga. I wanted us to be clear about that. So that kind of Takutaura, Tinatara, Zatonia Tosia, Nazamati was out to go to Mau, Anosia, Capinarini, it's not about Rapina and Cheroka Pinane Zuro. Takakuri Satan, Unzisi, Chinchawapina, would have been a Chinchakamera say. Chinofamba sei. Saka apa ndinotsanangura zvinhu zvirimo, zvirimo constitution, whether you like it or you don't like it, but no mamiriro aziri right now kuti ZEC, I report kuna Mnangagwa kana kuti ministry yavo, I report anyway, else ino reporta ku parliament. And parliament itori ne standing committee inonatsongorora zvinhu zvakadaro izvozvo. And kana report yaitiwa, inouya to parliament, not to the ministry, not to anyone else. Saka tikangonzwisisa ipapo, then takugona kutaura tichienda mberi. Because it is ndisingade, ndechekuti tingowaste time, tichitaura kunge tiri kutaura zvinhu zvatoziva, anyambisigwa hapana zvatotoziva kana. Saka ndo mamiriro akaita ZEC, and whether you like it or not, I reported to anybody else, I reported to anyone else except parliament, according to the constitution of Zimbabwe. So right now, ZEC is following what is in the constitution of Zimbabwe. So that is the issues. But obviously, like I said earlier on, the problem is that kana ungori pa opposition, unogara uchifunga kuti urudzaiwa kana uda something else. Iyo nera yacho iyi. Kana vari mapolitical party zvakasiyana. Ko kana kwauya mapati mura kwavharire chipanzi. Mumona kuti mumuite imi moga here chete. Ivhurai kazvinhu, mumuite independent like what you want to claim to be. Let be independent. Let anyone else come and be part of this thing. Why muchida kuvhara imi muite moga chete? As if imi ndima more Zimbabwe than anyone else. It's not fair.
Thank you. Thank you.
For everybody.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chuma. Maybe you want to translate.
Ranzena, Honorable Chuma. Apana panonzi ZEC iri pasi pebazi rezvemutemo sezviri kutaurwa nevamwe. ZEC ibato rakazvimirira roga. Vanhu vanotoenda kuinterview. Vosarudzwa. Chavanozongoitwa kugadzwa nemutungamiri wenyika Robert Mugabe. Dare reparamende ndo rinenge richitsinhira zvose zvikuburikidza nemitemo irimo muZimbabwe. ZEC yakazvimirira. Vataurawo zvakare panyaya yekuti aiwa unogona kunzi haunyatsoziva zvematongerwo enyika. Asi kana vapinda sezvavaitwa mumwe muteerera ati vachuma vanogona nga vasingazive zvakanaka. Hanzi aiwa ndiroziva nokuti ndingadai ndakapinda nezuro asi ndirikuziva zvandiri kuteera muzano PF nezvairi kuita zviri kuonekwa. Vataurawo zvakare nyaya yekuti aiwa kana vanhu vakinge vachida kupinda mune zvematongerwo enyika vakasununguka kupinda matongerwo enyika. Ivo venera mapato anopikisa vaifana nge vakatokokawo kana mamwe mapato ana vanhu nana okay mati ivavo nevamwe vese ivavo kuti vapindewo munera nokuti vanopikisa vakasununguka vanhu kutanga mapato avanoda saka kwaya kuine mamwe avasiri kuzivana
vari
kupikisa vane kodzero muZimbabwe.
So for those that have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about electoral reforms in Zimbabwe. In our guests tonight are Mr. Joelson Mukari, who is the chairman of the NERA Organizing Committee, and is also the Secretary General of the African Democratic Party and is based in Harare. If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, we are live streaming, so we've got some messages that we have here. And at the same time, want to tell our viewers and listeners as well that we're having challenges in terms of our live stream on Facebook. So we're trying to fix it, and we hope we are going to fix it. So now, Slow Penalty Spanda, Otumezumla Ezelo, Utikona, Imizamo Yenera, Ibalulegile, Impela Uba, Ukulwe Indlela, Okuchwa Ngayo, Uketo. Kodwa kasiboni ibandlela zanuphephile ivumela inguquko ngoba liyazi kuhle mhlophe ukuba kungaba lokhetho olukhululekileyo kuyabe kusitsho ukuthi sokumngcwabo wezanuphephu. So all what he's saying is, you know, the Nera, what he's trying to do is okay. At the end of the day, you know, there's need for those electoral reforms. But he's saying, you know, zanuphephu may be digging his own grave if it allows that to happen. So he says, they won't allow it to happen.
Okay.
And what Lloyd Ndlovu who says, angiboni zanuphephu ivuma lelo cebo ngoba kungabafaka emlindini otshona kakhulu. So he's saying the same thing.
Okay.
Says, zanuphephu may not allow any kind of reforms. Then we've got Sazi Dube or Palesiti. Abasoze bakuvumele lokhu abantu bezanuphephu ngoba kungabenza bechabalale njengeparty. Something he says, ZANUPF will never ever allow that.
We heard it from Professor Jonathan Moyo saying that there's no government that can
parcel,
reform laws that will make sure that it's
out of power. You know?
So maybe before you go any further, we have a caller, Bernard from Botswana. Mkoma Bernard Magadi. Ah, taku simba zvamapinda pachirongwa tavata simba. Tipeiwo pfungwa dzenyu pamusoro penyaya iri kukurukurwa imkoma.
Astika tafa 2008 zeka kata zabuta marizao te ema elections. Lokumia zungu.
Aishi zeka yagari RG's office.
Aka zubuti.
Mkoma Bernard. Mkoma Bernard. Musatuma enda kure. Vachuma waru kuku. Batsira ene kuku gaziri. Zaepanya ya kutima saru. Za 2013. Zakanga zichiri pasipe office ya registrar general. Vanoi wa toba ya mdede. Zansa za pasipe zeki. Endera ya nyumberi.
All right, they will change the name, or like from Zimbabwe Electoral Commission or from ZEC to another name, when the very people are still in control. It's just like you say, Blessing, you have got a police force. That is police force. It's been changed to police service. The very police, the very personnel that has been working in that thing, that's still the one that are working in the new name. That is the level of the brutality is through the same. So guys, kanapanyaka die so. We don't have to talk about changing the name of things. Let's go out together. We demonstrate. We say. We tell them what we want. Just as we could take Kenya, vano buda Kenya, we ought to deal. It's better we die. Tichira drama right. Ukutoda is. Unona blessing. Niti akavuya vana Joseph tumavanga satu vapo yes asika tasa ma elections asimi vano vanga ari kunze vakavota imagine vanhu vari South Africa ma 1994 vano vanga ari South Africa vai vota ari kune dzimwe nyika tikaona vanhu vai ndaigara blawa ndakaona vanhu vai vota pasi tiwo asi isusu nhasi tiri kutongwa nemwe munhu atakavhotera haachadi kubva kana kuti for some reasons tionzi isu tiri vatengesi kana muri kwamuri kunze hamukwanisi kuvhota aiwa. No, that's not fair. We are all Zimbabweans. We need to vote. Kadisha gazate tichida.
Aiwa, maita basa shukuru mkoma Bernard. Regai timbonzi kwa kuna vamugari kutivanoti neja taurwa na vachuma pekutanga neja taurwa one mutereri iye jinej. Vamugari. vachuma hamene kumakasinuka here kungopindura 30 seconds.
Right. Chekutanga ndiva kumtenda kuti for the first time atara shangaro kuti ndatakavhotera vamugabe. Vamwe vakachiti vamugabe asaramba huina varugara vechiriga. At least uya kuti vachoka kudaiwa vakavavhotera. Which is the truth. It's just marizazi edu akabuda because it was a by-election. Saka the efforts were very simple. Logistics were very simple because it wasn't the whole country. Yanga ingori constituency, there were about maybe about 14 constituencies that I voted for. Saka it was very easy because of logistics. Kuti nyaya seifambe zvakanaka. And like we said, taka tabva kuna RG's office taku kuzek under zek saka my system anga I improved because that you learn as you go saka we learned and we improved and things were even better, systems were better.
Thank you so much, Honorable Chuma, stay on the line. Mr. Mugara, I had posed the question to you whether you want to respond to Honorable Chuma or the caller from Botswana, but also there are some in the ruling party who are saying that no reforms until elections in 2018. So you can wrap it up.
The first thing that I need to tell you is Honorable Chuma is totally lost. He's somebody who is just enjoying the benefits of ZANU-PF, but he doesn't totally have people at heart. Because if he is someone with people at heart, he should tell the truth, the naked truth, that, for an example, Rita Makarau is double employed. She is the chairperson of ZEC, and she is the secretary for Judiciary Service Commission. Right. The duty of the Judiciary Service Secretary is to appoint the judges that will sit in the event that, imagine that we are suing ZEC, and we'll be suing Rita Makarau, and she has to choose a judge that will sit to determine the case between us and her. And do you think that judge will do anything in favor of us? Definitely she will do, he or she will do according to the boss with Rita Makarau. That is item number one, which will need to be changed totally in ZEC. Then somebody talked about the Sekiro cuts. That is 100% correct. If you go to ZEC, you find a number of retired colonels, retired generals who are working there. And even the team that works with Rita Makarau, it all came from Tobai Ombele's side. They have a lot of experience in rigging, and they have been moved to ZEC. They are totally incompetent, all those guys. We need a totally fresh team for ZEC to be a recognized and a legal component of Zimbabwe. We need competent people who can give us at least free, fair, and credible elections. Not what is there right now.
Thank you, Amgari. Rambai muri parunare tineva tereri Gibbs.
Yes, lo mnumzana usipasa chuma kula ngaleke kubulawa. Singa kambi kusipasa wati spale esu kutunyezelewa ngu Gerald WhatsApp. U Gerald tutikona. Vele kumele ukube kona ingu kogo ngoba amabandla apikisa apatuwa ngendela ngesikati soketo. He's saying that there is need for electoral reforms.
Before elections.
Yeah, because the opposition parties are always being given or receiving the wooden spoon every time there are elections. So, guys, we are going to talk about this. Baba Chuma, unjani?
Oh,
it's going to be a good day.
I want to be a little bit of a iwanda vachengwa kukombani kuite zvikuti tatesi vazama kuti vanungisisa hauna nto yehambirei iko kuzazongasiwe kecheni zekukuhona nto ezakupfumala pano avamboni kutole zakupfumala pano vamakuti vakuya amedu asiviri kudhiki zvinotoo kuti kukarishe kutsha abantu vonke vave nelungelo lokuti kulungiswe into ekanyayo ngoba kakudo kukunjana akuna vandla elinjani asike siwazama vandla laingazvileyo phakati tapakhulwe ngawo
pho kodwa ubona ngazani kuyaphetha ngani kunoku kungazani ukudoniselana ngokuthi akulungiswe lokhu okokhetho njalo nje
lapha kule ndaba enkulu kakhulu oyikhulumayo kunodubo olukhulu kakhulu ebantwini bethu lapha elizweni leli ngoba ilizwe leli kunobuqili obukhona kukhulu kakhulu angazi ukuphetha kwakhona ukuthi kuzaphetha kunjani laphana kamboni dinga lakhona lingalunga lapha ukuthi kulungisise into ezikahle la ngoba ngiwakhangela ilizwe leli kuswa ngobuqili obukhulu kakhulu ingathi leza kulungisisa izinto zasekuthi kuye kwabantu utshayo nje kuye kuzedikiza leyo nto elisekuyilungise njenganamhlanje anto yobona badikizeni ngoba labantu adisuthi ngabalungisa iy'ndlela zokuthesu zabe kahle abantu badinga umuntu abamfunayo abantu babuswe ilizweni ngomuntu abamfunayo kodwa kuyehlule phela kuzalungisiswa kuthweni njengoba ngathesi amazwe wonke la ngaphandle la akhangeli futhi abe namandla yeathingikwayo bayesela maziyo ekuthi ngabe yalungisisa into lezingeni endleleni lokhu kuyehluleka phela
ubone ke siyabonga golide ungathina lokusasa ba
Yeah,
one more. So that was Mr. Chuma, Spasa Chuma in Bulawayo. You are saying that, you know, like other callers, you know, he says dissolve ZEC because ZEC appears to be hopeless. And he says these parties like OK Mart and others were allegedly sponsored by ZANU-PF, you know, to cause havoc within the kind of framework in which they were discussing issues there.
Okay. I think that also Buttress is one of the callers here, whose name is Mtokozisi Moyo from Beitbridge. He says, I think it will take time to have change in Zimbabwe because we have too many opposition parties in a small country like ours. Yes, too many opposition parties. Because Nera is 18, and the other 9 or 10 that we already had the meeting,
about
that's
30
or so. Parties. Okay, before we go back to our guests, we have Mkoma Jacob. Varku Zimbabwe. Magadi Mkoma Jacob.
Tibo Magadio.
Taka Zimbabwe, tipewo mashoko enyu.
Alright. Ini ndikuda kutarisa panyaya vati vabudira mu tivenera vabudira mu musangano. Especially vachitaura kuti mapato awandisa. But isn't it the essence of democracy that we have to do with the president of one of the there must be a broad spectrum of the part and the So I don't think that one is a valid point. If you have a Nera Buddha, who starts with Sanganane, who would know it and I would mukuti wa mareforms but democracy airambidzi airimite mapati kuti anofanira kuva ari mangani saka zvekuda kuti tisoropodze kuti mamwe tumapato tidiki twazouya peya nhasi kana kuti kana mazitatu handifungi kuti zvine basa izvozvo
right rambai makabata tinzwi kuna vamugari vamugari vangu kupindurai nokuti tine vamwe vateereri vamugari pindurai Mukoma Jacob ari kuti hamufanira kunyunyuta kuti kune tumwe tumapato tunonzi hana vanhu kana chi ibato rasarudzwa nevanhu kunge riripo nenyaya yejekerere iri muzimbabwe kana kodzero muzimbabwe 30 seconds
ndofa Mukoma Jacob havane problem yekuti havambozvipiwo nguva yekuenda kuzeki kunoti kwakamira sei ukaenda kuzeki as of last week kune 42 political parties dziri muzimbabwe dziri registered kuzeki ese ariko kwana zvoku vana vanhu vana okemati they are not there takaenda tikanotocheka we had all those studies before tichitoziva kuti we had the intention yekumake sure kuti mapolitical parties achapinda nhasi ndiwayo ari registered unless or otherwise kana mapolitical parties akarejestwa nezuro kana kuti arejestwa nhasi then it's something else but the honest truth is they don't exist at all mapolitical party emacios angoitwa chete to destabilize the movement of negotiation between ZEC and opposition political parties.
Maita vamugari ndofunga Mukoma Jacob manzwa vachipindura vamugari apa
Asi chandoda kuziva kuti daita ngatanzwa mapiriro azi magumo azviita musangano wacho kuti tizoona kuti zvanga zvine effect here kana kuti apa pakutaita kushanda nekufundidzira ka.
Aiwa, ivo kana mambo teerera chirongwa chedu kana mambo teerera chirongwa chedu pa chataita na 7 vatsanangura mukoma amene vamugari vatsanangura kuti aiwa dambudziko ranga ririmo ranga riri kuti chimbvunzo unenge uchitaurwa nezvavo kana kuti chinyunyuto chinenge chataurwa nezvacho kuti chinge chigadziriswa paifana kuzovhotwa saka ivo varamba nyaya yekuti pavhotwe nekuti pakavhotwa vanga vachiti mapato macho acho iyo ari kupinda through democracy ndivanga achibva asupporta Zeki kana kutsigira Zeki zvinoreva kuti zvavari kuda kuti zvishandurwe ava mapato anopikisa mamwe mapato yanga achitaiva ngazvirambe zvakadaro ndozvaita kuti vabude musangano ndozvavatsanangura zvisinei regai tipe mumwe muteereri nguva
vafungidzira kuti vachadaro asi hatina kuzoona zvichidaro.
Maita basa mukoma Jacob naanimwe muteereri
Gibbs. Yeah, ndinomunzwana ke Urobson Mwale singahambi kuonarpo chuma sikasichaye ke lo mnumzana Urobson Mwale. Iwa Mwale unjani?
Ngikana njani?
Hayi siyakuzwa Mwale. One waphakamisele lezi phezulu kancane.
Yebo.
Yeah, so wanibona njani udaba lolo?
Mina udaba lolo ngibona vele lingeke lisize ngalutho. Into ekhona nje kungcono vele kungabe saba lokhetho eZimbabwe ngoba ukhetho kalisizi ngalutho. Kuyaziwa vele ukuthi uma sisekhethweni kuzoba lokudlelezela ukuthile ibandla lilodwa yilehlale lokhu elisembusweni ngoba kalifuna amanye amabandla ephathi. Kwavela kwaphuma umbiko owawusuka kumongameli kahulumende owawusithi ilizwe leZimbabwe ngeke libuswe ngepheni. Kutsho ukuthi ngepenseli ngeke libuswe ngoxa. Imali iyanenziwa ngalukhetho ngibona ukuthi kungcono nje ithengele abantu ukudla kulungiswe lemigwaqo le sibulala abantu ilizwe libuyele nje esimweni esidala sibe le mali yethu yokuthenga yikho engibona kungaba ngcono ngemali le esetshenziswayo ukuthi kubhadale izisebenzi zezekhi ngoba izekhi vele kayilancedo ilwenzayo.
Kodwa ungahlala kunjalo kuze kutheni ngoba nxa ukuthi kuya kungani abantu bakhonona phela baba Mwale kusuze kuhambe kuhle phela
abantu abakhonona yikho phela ngithi labona abantu bayanyamala abantu bayabotshwa abantu balinyazwa so kuyafana kungcono kungakela ukuba lokhetha kunamuntu ozokhonona ngoba vele kuyabe kungasavotwa phela
abe sokuyijibela batibula
khona uyaze eziphumele ma ukuthi ufuna ukuphuma ma engafuna ukuphuma uzobusa angazi ukuthi kuze kube nini.
So kwabe ngazali phela suku
ha ukhetho kudlalisa imali yabona ukhetho since laqala ngo 80 sihlala sikhala silokho sithi hayi basidlibilezela ye kurojiwe ye kwenze kanje yabona silokho sithi i rigging manje sizohlala sihlabela kuze kube nini.
Kodwa nje ukukhanya kusobala ukuthi phela eZimbabwe kumele ukhetho lwenziwe kungadlula iminyaka engu 5 kwenze olunye futhi ungadlula eminye ngu-5 nxa ungasayenziwa ngaphela sokungazani sokwephulwe isisekelo sombuso welizwe akunjalo Mwale
kodwa siyaphula noma kunjalo ngoba iveki vele iyakulokhu ihlale ingakhiphi imiphumela ngesikhathi bona bayahola kodwa izisebenzi ezinye lezi kaziholi so kuyahlupha lokho kungcono vele kungabe savota kuthatha imali lana ngoba imali eningi kakhulu yenza ukhetho.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu eMwale baba siyabonga khona ngapho eGoli ungaphuka ngkhona khona
lapho eSouth Africa niseJohannesburg eNorwood.
Hayi kuyazwakala kakhulu sibongele Mwale baba
nami ngibonge kakhulu.
So that was Mr. Mwale. He says elections are hopeless so if ever somebody wins elections it should be there forever because it doesn't change anything because only one party is getting elected every time. So he says the best thing is take that money that is supposed to be for elections and use it for development.
Okay.
Nothing else.
I think
and he says you can even get old while you are ruling.
We can ask Honorable Chuma
so, yeah.
That question. Somebody is saying elections are hopeless, Honorable Chuma, because only one party is winning. I don't know what will happen if an opposition party will win in the next election. Will this person still be calling for no elections?
That's exactly my point, actually. I'll take it to a simple issue like a football game. If the team like Islanders and Dynamos play and then Islanders wins, you will hear some Dynamos fans saying, you know, it was unfair, the referee was not fair, this and that. So it's in built in us that we never get satisfied if our team or our party doesn't get it the way we wanted it to get it. But the truth of the matter is that elections must be done because constitutionally that's what is inscribed. They must be done after every 5 years, and they're always being done. But the only problem is that most of the time, the opposition goes to bed and sleeps and forgets that they must go down to the people and do deliverables and campaign and convince people to vote for them. And look, if you look at it honestly, even in our parliament composition, we've always had the opposition elements. I remember the 2008 parliament, it was almost a 50-50 in terms of seats that were taken. So it shows that there is definitely some democracy. There is definitely some element whereby other people vote for other parties. So there is no way to say that only one party is just winning automatically. But that party then works hard. It goes to the people. It endears itself with the people. And then the people vote. And then there are some that will vote otherwise. It is given. That is why the president has never gotten 100% votes when it comes to even presidential elections. You will probably get, like last time, he actually got about 60-something percent. In 2008, he got about 40-something percent, which was not enough. That's why there was a rerun. So all these processes show that there is a system that is there that is working. But the problem is that as long as it does not favor me, and then deem it crooked, I deem it not sufficient enough, I deem it not fair, because it does not favor my outcome, what I wanted to happen in that election. But then again, that's not the proper spirit. That's not the proper way of carrying things when it comes to elections. You must expect any result depending on the work that you have put towards that campaign and that election. So, like, for example, what that other caller called Jacob said, he put up a correct point. Why did NERA move away just because the other people that were going to vote probably in favor of ZEG? That's a democracy. They should have been prepared as well to cast their vote and win instead of walking out. That walking out element on its own shows good. They came in there with a perceived mind, with a concluded outcome to say we must get our way. But you must allow that kind of, if your way is not happening, allow it. That is democracy. But if you want to impose, then where is democracy?
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
We've got some messages on Facebook, and one of them is from Freedom Zimbabwe. And it says, let every party put equal numbers of people in ZEC. That is 50 ZANU-PF and 50 opposition members. We are going to solve the equation that way. And it says, that would be it.
Mm-hmm.
Sort it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sazi Tube says, lifonela abantu abanjani. So he wanted us to phone him so that he can get connected with us.
Oh.
So now let's go back to Mr. Jolson Mugari. Mr. Mugari, you know, briefly, do you think that the agenda that you are actually, you know, trying to bring up in Zimbabwe is going to solve this electoral problem? Or maybe you are just wasting your time?
You see, the only democratic way to take power is through elections.
Mm.
And such elections should be free, fair and credible. And we are going to push and push until we come up with a solution to get free, fair and credible elections in this country. And the way we are going to push is we are going to do it in several ways. Like one, we are going to keep on demonstrating. I can assure you this coming Saturday, we are going to have demonstration in 210 constituencies. We have already notified the police of that and we are going ahead. We are also going to use the legal route. We are also going to negotiate with ZEC. So all those things are going to be applied until we get where we want. I'm so surprised to hear somebody like Honorable, I forgot his name, who's speaking, right?
Chuma.
That's here. He is saying that he's mostly referring to Constitution of Zimbabwe. Whereas if we talk of the Constitution of Zimbabwe, it really doesn't allow our traditional leaders to act, to participate actively in politics. But I can tell you, Chief Charumbira, the head of
unfortunately, Mr. Mugari.
He is openly ZANU-PF.
Mr. Mugari, unfortunately, there's no extra time here. Sorry, we have to cut you there, Mr. Mugari. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guest this evening, Mr. Jolson Mukari, who is the chairman of NERA, of the NERA Organizing Committee, is also the Secretary General of the African Democratic Party and is based in Harare. We also had Honorable Joseph Chuma, ZANU-PF MP for Pelanda Bampopoma constituency, based in Bulawayo. This is Gibbs Cuba in Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.